time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, back for another week at it here. What's going on, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
A lot. January's almost over, man. We're getting into next week will be the month that tournament starts. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's creeping up.
Yep. Late February or mid to late February, we're ready to go. The rankings are out for a second week for the MIAA. We're going to be looking at that at the end of the show. We're going to have Lowell boys basketball coach Bob Michalczyk after the break. He's going to bring us up to speed on Lowell's ascension. You know, they disappeared for a year after that amazing 2020 where they took Lynn English to the north, to the brink. I think it might have been an overtime game, possibly. And that was the second state title team for Lynn English, and Lowell gave them everything they had at home. And then they kind of, you know, fell by the wayside, but now they're back. And Michael's going to tell us all about it. But, What a seven Merrimack Valley teams in Division One boys basketball. Oof. In the top 20.
Yeah, so I mean, you're earning your keep just by showing up in that league.
All right, and then some good things happening on the track circles. It looks like there was some state relays, Nick, in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, we had some Merrimack Valley winners over here. North Andover boys and the Andover girls both winning the state relay titles. Andover girls had a tight one with Westford Academy. They had 36 points. Westford Academy with 32, and North Andover absolutely dominated the field. 71 points, well ahead of runner-up Reading with 34 points. So, these two teams were both feeling it. Ashley Sheldon and Shayla Quinn led the way for the Andover girls. Sheldon won the individual title in the high jump. And
nice.
Yeah. Sorry, I was. This thing jumped around on me. It went to a state. Sorry. It went from a state relay story to a non-state relay story.
Danny, let it run. We have to show the people of the world what the podcast world does to us now. It used to be live radio. We never had any problems in that. Actually, the problems really presented itself even worse in that show, right? No, that's good. And then I also saw Nick and Bill Ricker girls had a great relay too. So kudos to them in that state relay. So they did awesome, but all good. You ready for Lowell boys basketball coach?
Yeah, absolutely. All right,
let's do it. Bob Michalczyk, second guest. We're getting into the repeat guest now, Nick.
We know who the good ones are.
Yeah, that's right. Or we know whose cell phones we have. But he deserves it. So top 10 team in the state as of the most recent rankings. Exactly. Yeah. Top 10 team Lowell boys basketball. We will hear from him after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCastro and Nick Kukuru. Our one and only guest today is Lowell boys basketball coach Bob Michalczyk, two-time guest now. What's going on, coach?
Oh, not a lot. How's everyone?
Good. Good, thank you. Everyone talks about the rankings this time of year. They're out for a second week, and I believe we had you guys in Division One, obviously, at number 9 at the time the rankings came out, heading into the weekend, 6-4. What's happened since?
We just dropped a tough one to Andover on Friday. We're right in the thick of a gauntlet right now in the conference. So we had a little skid the last three games, so I'm sure we're lower than 9 now.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you guys approaching mid-season. That's kind of when you seem to know what you have and know what your identity is. So what's the identity of this team? What are you guys doing well when you're playing your best?
You know, we're young. We don't have too much size, but they play real hard. So they defend. They rotate really well. When they're knocking down shots, they can play with pretty much anyone. But as long as they play hard, I'm okay with them, you know?
Yeah, and Coach, everyone, wonders how you come out of COVID and all that. I mean, it's in the past now, but, in 16, North Finals, 17-19 semifinals, 20, the epic North Final against Lynn English at the Saugus Center. What a game. So, and then you had the COVID year, and then you didn't make the postseason last year, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we only had 4 wins.
Yeah, and you well passed that already. I mean, what happened in a year where these kids seem to mature and now they're in the thick of it, top 10 Division One, and are battling in the Merrimack Valley every night?
I think it was a combination of things for us in particular. Our school's under construction, so they're renovating the new school. The gym was the first thing built, and that's the main court's actually really nice. So anything was better than what we had. But I think between that and, COVID, I don't like using COVID as an excuse, but just whatever. We had a couple down years, looking to get back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It looks like you turned it around fairly quickly. I mean, right back in the thick of it this year. Take us to the players. Who are some of the key contributors for you guys that are getting it done?
Our senior JV and Kermel doing really well this year. And Juan Beltrez, those are the two main guys that are back from last year. But we get some young guys that got me really excited for the future. Zar, Paul Aparicio, Jason Kamau, and Alfred Vasquez. They're good, and they're going to get better. Those three are sophomores, and there's one freshman. And then the older guys kind of set the tone, practice game-wise.
Nice. And which ones are the captains again?
Jonathan DeJesus, who's out injured. He just came off knee surgery. And Javian Kermel and Juan Beltrez. Juan's a junior.
Okay. How do you think the one that, came off of the surgery is going to impact the sort of the flow and the dynamic of the team?
He's probably been our best shooter for the last 3 years. And he had a couple monster games against a couple teams this year, but it was, you know, they thought he could play through it, and it was bad. So he's, you know, you feel bad for him. I mean, the kid's a senior, and he got to play in, I don't know, 6 or 7 games maybe. So.
Coach, take us around the conference. I mean, how's that kind of, that has to have helped you guys reload so quickly too. I mean, playing, you know, you mentioned the Andovers, the Lawrences, all those squads, and you mentioned you're right in the middle of the gauntlet of it right now.
I don't know if that's helped us at all, but Lawrence is absolutely loaded. You know, they're big, they're deep, they play so hard. Central. They're a little bit surprising because they don't have that one real main star guy, but they all play really hard, well together. They run their offense, and they got experience and the knowledge. Andover's really good, obviously, you know, but like Lawrence is probably at the top. Central's fairly close, and then everyone else is just it's a dogfight every night.
Yeah. Bob Michael Zick is here, Lowell boys basketball coach. And speaking of dogfight, I mean, I don't really know how Vegas matches up their odds and all that, but I have 7 Merrimack Valley teams in the top 20 of Division I. I like our chances to get a state title list out of that. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, I do think the rankings are a little bit flawed. I think that they get the right idea in that they went statewide, because the North and the South in particular were just, if you made it out of there, like, you know, the West and the Central in general had an easier path, you mm-hmm. know, and then the North would have to play the South, and you're like, you just never get a break for the first 5 rounds. But, you know, I don't understand how the power rankings work exactly. I think the conference is definitely helping our cause right now, but I mean, I guess I suppose it probably should, you know, when you get to play, you know, a ranked team every night, every other night, then, you know, there should probably be some benefits to that.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, but on the other hand, you look at like a Lynn English, who's, I think they're 11-0, you know, they're probably better than, I think they were a 20 seed, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, they get punished. So like I said, it's not perfect.
Absolutely. Not at all.
Absolutely. Coach, what do you guys have coming up on the docket?
We got Central Catholic at home tomorrow. And then we are at Chelmsford on Friday.
Friday, okay.
So, yeah, another tough game coming.
Yeah, and that Tuesday was, it ends up being a couple of days before the podcast airs, but still a chance to stay above 500 and, you know, we wish you nothing but the best of luck, Coach. I mean, actually, one final question I do have. Besides the Merrimack Valley, who are some upcoming non-leaguers that you're facing? Or is the non-league schedule done?
No, well, we played St. John's earlier in the year, and they got off to a rocky start, but it seems like they're turning around a little bit. We have Newburyport, who's been playing better than I thought that they would. They've been doing pretty well. And we have Charlestown next week, who's maybe 10-1, something like that. They're pretty good again.
Yeah. I wonder if they are. Are they a D2 team? I don't see them in one.
I think they're D2.
Okay.
I thought they were D1 a couple of years ago. I don't know if they got dropped down.
Yeah, I don't see them in there. So, yeah, it must be D2. Man, when I think of Charlestown, I think of those early 2000 teams. I'm like, oh, my God. Nick, did you ever see that team come to Gloucester? Remember that one game?
I did, yeah. They were ridiculous. Yeah. Charlestown is D2. They're ranked 4th, though, at 9-1. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. I mean, realistically, you know, if you're one of the top teams in D2, you're going to be probably one of the top in D1, too. So, I mean, it doesn't really... You know, divisions don't necessarily carry over like that, but, you know, they're good teams, a good team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coach Michael Zick, Lowell boys basketball, wish you nothing but the best, and, you know, have a great meal with the fam in this snowy Monday. Is it snowing down there in Lowell? Because I'm 30 minutes north in Manchester, New Hampshire. How's it over there?
Oh, you guys get hammered, huh?
Oh, yeah, big time. It hasn't stopped in 24 hours. I mean,
It's not that bad. It's just enough to be enjoyable, not too much to be overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe 3 inches.
Yeah, it was a reality check this winter, being in central New Hampshire, coming from the North Shore of Mass, where you get your storms here and there, but nothing like this. I mean, this is like a winter, man. But all right, well, yeah, cool. All right, Coach, thanks again. Best of luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, cool. All right, Coach is in the books. Lowell Boys Basketball. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, finishing up with our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, that was Bob Michalczyk from Lowell Boys Basketball. Thanks, Coach, for our second interview on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Appreciate it very much. And we're going to start off this winter sports report in the Merrimack Valley with more Division I Boys Basketball talk. Our pals Lawrence, Nick, second week in a row, they've made it to the top. 11-1 at the time of the rankings last week, right ahead of their pals in the same town, the same town at the top two spots of Division I Central, 8-1. And we, you know, gave a little sampling of who's in there. North Andover at 8, Lowell at 9, Andover 11, Methuen 16, and Haverhill 18. The entire Merrimack Valley Conference still in the top 20 for the most part. Who are we missing? What, Drakett, Billerica?
Looks like Chelmsford's ranked 40 in Division One. They're above 500, so they'll look like they control their own destiny for a tournament berth still.
Yeah, man. Who else? Billerica? Are they in another division? Probably. Yeah,
they're probably in another division. They're a little smaller. Yeah, and Tewksbury.
Yeah,
usually about two or three. Billerica and Tewksbury.
Yeah, Billerica's 38 in Division Two.
Okay.
And Tewksbury is 41. Both of those teams have losing records. So I don't know if there's crossover games with the large. Like, you know, I don't know if those two teams play up in the Merrimack Valley. That would help them, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. And Drake is 64 at 0-10 at the time of this recording in Division Two. So. Not the same story in Division Two for Merrimack Valley. I think that's pretty much it for the most part, right? We can cap the boys basketball talk there. Girls, we get another number one out of the Merrimack Valley, undefeated.
Soccer.
Andover 8-0, defending runner up of Division One. They've been to the state final last two seasons. They're just ahead Bishop Feehan at 9-1. And North Andover, who they played in the Commonwealth Christmas Classic, beating them in the finals, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
At number 9.
Rankings, by the way, enough on a tangent. Very interesting because we're seeing Bishop Feehan's opponent rating. So this is just kind of showing. I mean, I think everybody thinks that playing higher division teams is a big advantage, but that's kind of a myth because, you know, Bishop Feehan plays one of the toughest schedules in the state, but they're all lower divisions. St. Mary's, Archbishop Williams, you know, if you're playing good teams, you're getting rewarded for it, even if they're a little bit smaller schools.
Yeah, it's true. It's a really good point. Chelmsford's in there in the top 15 and number 13 and 8-2, followed by Methuen at 19 and Central for 20. So almost the same story with the ladies, Nick. 1, 2, 3.
Not quite as top heavy as the boys, but still, you know, all top to bottom.
Yeah. Boys have 7 in the top 20. Girls have 5.
Yeah.
Not much of a difference there. I mean, for real. Lowell girls are at number 38. Haverhill at 44. And Lawrence at 54. So that really, excuse me, is going to complete your Division One for Merrimack Valley. Let's see what Bill Ricker and Tewksbury are doing in 2. Bill Ricker's 15 in number 2 for girls basketball at 5-3 at the time of the rankings. And Tewksbury's at 20 at 4-5.
It's so, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So essentially, you're looking at it this way. You have seven teams, right? 17. Oh, did I miss Drake It? Did I say Drake It? They're number 9.
Oh, are they? Okay. Division 2, okay.
Yeah. So now you got, you know, eight teams for the ladies, Merrimack Valley, you know, representing top 20s in the division for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got 7 boys. So 15 Merrimack Valley teams in across 4 divisions in the top 20.
See, this is what the system is good for them, because they don't have to go through their own conference in the sectionals anymore. They do like 2 or 3 rounds in now.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, let's rock around to boys hockey. We know that Central Catholic's up there at 18 with Andover at 20. You know, we don't expect, you know, huge things in Division One for the Merrimack Valley, but we do a Division Two because that's where you find Tewksbury still in the mix at number 4 at 8-1. Duxbury is still number 1, even though they're 7-4-2. Canton behind them. I think that was the matchup for the state title last year, right? Tewksbury Canton. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tewksbury Canton, with Tewksbury winning it.
But Duxbury was a semifinalist last year as well.
Against who?
Tewksbury,
right. Okay. Canton, Gloucester.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, not much else to report there for D2. See if we missed anybody in 3 for Merrimack Valley. Methuen number 13 in 3. Drake at number 16.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. In the mix for show. And how about the ladies? D1. We know St. Mary's is way up top. Had an interview with their coach in the other show. Haverhill, the co-op, Haverhill, Pawtucket, North Reading, 7-3-1 at number 8. Yep. And Methuen number 14 there. So, you know, some noise, hockey boys and girls, Merrimack Valley, not nearly as much as basketball, but still.
Yeah, they're still there. They've still got some contenders.
Yeah, and Andover's number 3 in Division 2, so how about that, you know? Nick, if we don't get a state title list out of all of the girls and boys basketball and hockey, I don't know what we're going to do.
I'd be upset.
All right, cool. Well, let's call it a show. That pretty much does it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We thank our one guest for the day. We thank our sponsors. Don't forget, right across the border from the Merrimack Valley, Plastown, New Hampshire, you get Moynihan Lumber, one of our dedicated sponsors up there, ready to serve. They measure up. All good, Nick?
All good.
All right, let's call it a show. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here every Thursday morning. Come out, and it lives in eternity. Unlike some other shows we used to be on, deleting us. Son of a guns. No record of Nick and Nick from 104.9 ever.
We no longer exist.
I was thinking the only record we would have is like raw Zoom recordings.
Yeah.
You know, that we sent to Danny.
If those even still exist.
Possibly not, right? And the ones that maybe Danny has, Martin, but maybe he'll throw in a little clip from the old school 104.9 in this recording. Will he do it? Danny, you going to throw it in? I don't know. We will see when it comes out. All right. We're out of here. See you later.